You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
Battle of the Buzz. I'm gonna win cause I'm a real big smarty. I'm a real big smarty. Let's play some Battle of the Buzz. I better win cause I'm gonna get real rowdy. Let's get real rowdy.
Hey, Lakin and Glendale, welcome to Team Nico today.
Hi.
How are you? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm just getting home from taking my dog to the dog park.
Oh, okay.
Sounded like you were running around with your dog.
Oh, yeah. Always.
All right. And we have Jennifer and Phoenix on Team Alana this morning.
Woo! Yes.
Yay, right. Team Alana.
I love it. On the line today for Battle of the Buzz, two tickets to Harkins movie passes. You could pick out whichever movie you want to go to, okay?
Sounds good.
Lots of girl power happening today.
Heck yes, it is.
Fellas, if you ever want to play Battle of the Buzz, just call us up. All right, Alana and Jennifer, ask the first question.
All right. Last night, Clemson won the national championship in football. Where is Clemson located? Is it A, South Carolina, B, Florida, or C, New Hampshire?
I'm going to go with A.
Yeah.
Good job.
Nice job. Excellent. All right. Question number one, Jennifer and Alana. True or false? Dueling is legal in Paraguay as long as both parties are registered blood donors.
False?
You want to go false or do you want to go true on that one? It feels like awful specific.
Okay, we'll go true.
Okay,
I'll go with Alana.
Okay.
Lucky you got Alana on your team, Jennifer.
Just felt a lot, very specific. That's good to know, though, in case we're ever traveling to Paraguay.
Paraguay.
Right.
All right. True or false, Nico and Lakin? Vatican City is the only country in the world where ATMs offer services in Latin.
Oh, Vatican. I would say false.
Oh, my God. If there was ever a place on the planet that that could be true, I'm just guessing.
I know, but what do you think, Nico?
Buongiorno.
True?
It's probably true.
We'll go with true then. I'll go with Nico.
Yes.
Yeah!
It is true. Could you imagine?
That's a good one.
Like, when people take Latin in school, it's kind of like, really?
Really? Guys, really?
Really?
What are you trying to do?
Show off.
All-star at being old? All right, question number two, Jennifer and Alana. What does the acronym IRL stand for?
IRL.
Testing our pop culture knowledge, I see, Nico.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, wait.
I tell him one time that I go to bed before 9 o'clock and watch NCIS, and now he thinks like I'm old and I don't know anything.
I don't know.
Let's go with in real life.
In real life.
That is correct. All the kids are screaming in real life content nowadays.
Team Nico, Lakin and Nico, which U.S. state is the closest to the North Pole?
Like IRL or...
Like IRL.
IFL.
Like.
Alaska?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Alaska.
Whew, that was a toughie.
Thank you, Nico.
Hey, no problem. I'm here for you. I'm here for
All
you.
All right.
Question number three, Alana and Jennifer. Women do this activity nearly twice as much as men. Is it A, spit? Is it B, urinate? Oh. Or is it C, blink?
Dang. I want to go with blink, maybe. I feel like that can be more...
I would think the same thing, yeah.
Because that can be more scientifically proven. You could look at anybody. All right, let's go with blink.
Blink.
That is right!
Oh.
Yes, it's actually proven that women urinate three times as much as men.
tied up. That means we're moving on to the tiebreaker question. And Lakin, since you got first dibs at the question, Jennifer's going to have a first chance to answer this. Person closest to the number will win the movie passes, okay?
All right.
There's a new record for the most retweeted tweet ever. How many retweets in the millions now holds the record?
1.2 million.
Okay. And Lakin?
I'll do 3 million.
3 million. This tweet by a Japanese billionaire has been retweeted 5.5 million times. That means, Lakin, you got it.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz weekdays starting at 5:30.
Listen in, man.
On the new Camel at 107.9.